ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this May the 9th with me, Paul Andrews, and her...
Bird and boy, Sarah and the bird. That's how we should do it.
That's brilliant.
I was so excited then. If only they could see it then. He's going to do it.
Yeah, we changed the format and everything. we did it without producing it. It's brilliant, isn't it? Oh, dear.
That's it now.
I'm so happy now.
We've peaked.
I think so, yeah. I do tend to peak quite a lot these days. Cool. Welcome back to the second part of the show. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show. We've still got loads of tweets to read. We've still got loads of emails. We've still got loads of interesting guests to talk to. We've been having a fascinating discussion about Alicia and the work that she's doing and how important it is. So do keep that conversation going. I've had a tweet from a mob called the Business Bunker Extra.
Have you?
Yeah,
bless them.
Bless them. Mm-hmm. So that will be Amanda and the team from Bunker Extra. And that's their Twitter handle, Extra with X. And she says, Vanilla Web, Bird on a Bike, Business Bunker. Please remind everybody to listen to the Business Bunker's sister show on Friday at 12 to 1. We have our guests are Lucy Hall talking about Social Day. Mm. For those that don't know, we recently launched the Bunker Extra. We were getting far too busy on the Business Bunker show. Some people stupidly wanted me to extend it to 3 hours. And whilst I could talk forever... I'm sure nobody could listen forever. So what we decided to do was have an extra show. Get it? We call it Extra.
It's a show, yeah.
And it's on a Friday, and it's currently between 12 and 1, and it's presented by the amazingly lovely Amanda Flanders.
Flanders.
I'm saying it proper now.
I know. She said to me, you've started something now, haven't you? Everybody's going, hello, Amanda Flanders.
Yeah. Because she told me off.
We thought it was Flanders.
Yeah.
Flanders.
But it's not, it's Flanders.
Flanders. Yeah, so listen to Amanda on the Bunker Extra show. You can use the same hashtag, hashtag BeBunker. You can tweet her at Bunker Extra. You can send emails to them. So do that. Do follow them. Do check them out. And it's a great show.
When you say do-do, does it not make you laugh?
Do-do.
It's true, isn't it? I can't help it. If I'm in a really busy meeting, I'm sorry, Lisa, I can't help it.
It's amazing what they find funny in the West Country, to be honest. Bit of do-do, yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah. Every time I could be really important meeting, I'm thinking, right, okay. I had this meeting last week with a big TV producer, and I'm like, yeah, I really want to take a burden about it now. And he went, do-do, and I'm like, I know, really funny. We have two amazing and successful ladies speaking at our next Women in Business luncheon on 29th of June at Chilston Park. Susanna Schofield gave up her job on the board of Royal Mail, managing over 800 staff, and now runs her own international business. Find out more about Susanna. And Audrey's debut book, Love Selling, How to Sell Without Sellout, reached number one on the Amazon bestseller list. So you've got to go and see them. I always love Women in Business luncheons. They are a brilliant place to be. If you want to create a following, if you want to meet some influential women, get yourself along to Women in Business event, Chilston Park. What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, I want to meet influential business women, but they won't let me go.
Well, you meet one every week.
That is so true, Bird. That is so true, yeah. Oh, that is true. I shouldn't be greedy, really.
No, you have me all to yourself every week.
Absolutely.
Week in, week out.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from Big On Business, and they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, hashtag Big On Business, is a networking event on the 18th of August. We expect more than 300 people at Biggin Here Airport. Or something. So do check that out. The website is bigonbusiness.biz, B-I-Z, is their website, and their Twitter handle is just bigonbusiness. So check it out. So that's a 300-people networking event at Biggin Hill Airport on the 18th of August.
I just want to say, Catherine Holt just texted me now saying, Bird, I'm listening live on radio. So it's always great when somebody wants a shout-out and they're able to be here live as well with us. So I love that when the flow of communication keeps coming backwards and forwards. So it's good. We're being seen on every platform, you know. Facebook Live, on radio, Mr. Andrews.
Yep.
I think it's good.
Oh, look who's on now. Oh, look who's on now. She's woken up. It's 2:10 in the afternoon. She's probably suffering her first hangover of the day. And
Jules.
Just got up. It's Jules.
Hey, and, Jules.
Hello, Jules. Don't, not too loud. Not this time.
Sorry.
Not Jules. That's better. and she's got Vanilla Web. The next slope off Friday, which is a business lunch. For those of you who don't know, lunch is a bit of a...
All-dayer.
It's an all-dayer and all-nighter. Not last one, the one before. I get a text from her, like 1 a.m.
Hello, we're still doing lunch.
Jules, it's 1 a.m. Yeah, went on a bit.
The amount of business that must go on there is amazing.
Yeah, it's none. None whatsoever. They're all drunk by 2 o'clock. Anyway.
We'd be rubbish there, wouldn't
we? Yeah, yeah. Well, me and her don't drink, so there's no point in us going. next slope off Friday, business lunch, will be at Posilipo at Aqua in Faversham. It's really nice there.
Is it?
Yeah. 2 p.m, 2nd of June. If you want information, you can DM on the Twitter, Andrew Knott, and his Twitter handle is AKNOTT20, Andrew Knott, or Jules Serkin. So DM one of them too for info on Posilipo at Aqua in Faversham. It's really nice, a nice restaurant. It's down by the creek. Yeah. So do get along to that. But go into training beforehand because it's a long old lunch.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, I don't think. ZC Social are offering free, fully funded courses.
That's not easy to say, is it? Three,
free. That wasn't. I really tried that today.
How many free, free, free?
Free, fully funded. I thought free, I did well then.
It was brilliant. That's why
or
I interrupted
you. Were
you
picking me up on it?
No. That's why I interrupted you. I don't want you doing things like that.
What, doing it well?
Yeah, because I mangle it and I don't want you taking over.
I did well then. I was like.
Do it again now.
ZC, I think that's even more difficult. ZC Social Media are offering free, fully funded courses which can improve your knowledge and understanding in social media. They'll be offering courses in Facebook marketing, email resourcing, developing your business online. Do you qualify for these courses? So, are you employed in an SME with 1 to 249 employees, or are you located in the southeast? Local enterprise partnership area of Kent. If you answered yes to both questions, then you will be able to book your free place. So go to paul@zcsocial.com.
Fantastic. I'm getting tweets now calling me Mr. Beautiful. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know if they honestly mean it. I mean, I meant it this morning. I feel there's a...
You didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, indeed. Oh, I always... Dear. You want to hear what I say about you. It's lovely.
Is it?
And you don't pay me to say it either.
No. I'm never likely to hear it because you do it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Anyway, are they mocking you, do you feel?
There's a high likelihood, yeah. There's a high likelihood. The RSA, the Royal Society of Arts, is running a campaign to seek views on how working life can be improved. They want to know what good work means to you, and they'd like you to post a video on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag #GoodWorkIs. To share your thoughts. You can also comment on Matthew Taylor's blog post. I'll give you the address in a moment. He's leading the government review of modern employment. Yeah. So what they're trying to find out is getting a feel for how people see the world of work and what good work is, basically. I think they're going to be shocked as well because the world of work is changing rapidly, very quickly, with a gig economy and everything like that. Anyway, if you want to share your thoughts on Matthew's blog post, the website is www.therSA. That's all one word, the RSA. I thought it said Teresa for a minute. It's THERSA, therSA.org/discover publications and articles. So you'll just have to go to the website and then dig around because it's a bit too long to read out. But therSA.org/discover publications and post your comments there or just post your video via Twitter or Facebook with the hashtag #GoodWorkIs. Cool.
So you know what I was saying to you earlier, that it's all flowing. So we go out, we come back, we go out. So everybody's saying, I'm listening, blah, blah, blah. Then I get a tweet saying this, Tenterden Twilight, replying to Vanilla Web @BurdenABike_, I call him Donna.
See what she did there?
I do.
You see what she did there? Donna, no chili. Yeah.
Do you see? Well, I think this is brilliant, the way it keeps, it's flowing today, isn't it?
It is.
It means that people listen, which is, does, of course they do.
Yeah, and then they abuse me, of course. Yeah. We have arranged our annual Take Heart Mercy Mission fundraiser coming up on the 24th of June in the Great Hall at Priestfield. That's Priestfield Stadium. The night will be Las Vegas themed. Mm-hmm. Okay. It will consist of a black tie dance, dinner dance, a three-course meal with cheese cart at midnight. This is up Jersey Street, this, isn't it? And there's a charity silent auction. Not after cheese at midnight, it won't be silent, will it? There's a charity silent auction with prizes ranging from signed memorabilia to seven-night holidays. There's a magician, an Elvis impersonator, and much, much more. All takings on the night will go towards our partner charity, Take Heart, and the heart treatments taking place in Sri Lanka in the coming months. Tables are priced at £500 or £60 a person, paid directly as a donation to the charity. And that's from Gillingham Football Club. And that's James Knott, who's the commercial manager at Gillingham Football Club, Priestfield Stadium. And if you'd like to book your ticket, you can email James at jknott@priestfield.com, or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is www.takeheartmercymission.com.
Is that, just let me get this right a minute. Is that 12 o'clock midnight?
Yeah.
And that's cheese.
Yeah.
And this is for Take Heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Right. It's well thought through, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to check that. It definitely doesn't say 12 o'clock. It definitely says cheese cart at midnight.
Well, then there's only one midnight, isn't there?
There's only one midnight.
Is there any port with that as well?
Yeah, well.
One would hope so.
Yeah.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got to make it digestible.
So this is for you, Justin Knight. So I have crazily agreed to attempt the Way of the Roses, a 170-mile cycle challenge from Morecambe to Bridlington over the next May bank holiday from the 27th to the 29th. I am raising money for our Kent Scouts expedition to Ghana in 2018 to help teach and do a building project at an African school. So they're looking for sponsorships. Go to Virgin My Giving, Alan Noak Ghana. All contributions will obviously be gratefully received. And he's only got one more month. So he's got to get those legs absolutely built up to do that challenge.
Absolutely.
Great, 170 miles.
Yeah, go for it, Alan.
How many days?
Two days.
Cool. Not bad, is it? Go for it. I don't know if you know these guys, Alicia. I've had an email from Peppenbury. Peppenbury is a local learning disability charity supporting around 200 people throughout West Kent. Over the past 90 years, we've gained extensive experience in supporting and caring for people on the autistic spectrum, Down syndrome, complex needs, physical disabilities and behaviour which challenges. We provide a broad range of accommodation options, training and living skills, therapeutic activities such as art, pottery and sensory sessions. Their care and support is all personalised and we work with our service users to ensure that they make active choices in the decisions that will affect their life. We also involve them in recruitment as well as company and community initiatives. Over the last 6 years, we've been providing a year-long qualification programme through global accreditation provider City and Guilds in an effort to help people we support to get paid work. Participants gain experience and skills in particular fields such as catering, small animal care, conservation, agriculture, horticulture, computer and retail skills. Training schedules are tailored to the needs and abilities of the individual, and working in Peppenbridge charity shops and coffee shops gives them an opportunity to put their learning skills into practice. The employment rate for people with learning disabilities has declined and is now at 6%, and we do find that our candidates struggle to find work. We'd like to encourage local companies to look at offering opportunities for everyone and to be more inclusive. Job seekers with learning disabilities have a huge amount to offer, and we're hoping by raising awareness their companies will be more open. I think we've kind of discussed this quite a lot this morning.
I think it sounds like quite a good thread. It sounds like we could work with these guys.
Yeah, if absolutely.
They're doing the training, we can be referred into us and
absolutely.
We can move on. I meant to say that our rates of getting people into sustainable employment, we are looking at around 67% of people at the moment.
67%. Wow.
And that's including all disabilities, so the autistic spectrum
included.
Well,
that is huge.
We are working quite intensely. It's about getting the right people in front of us at the right time when
absolutely.
They're ready to move on.
Yeah, so we need to put you in touch with Peppenbury.
Yep. Excellent.
They haven't given me a website or anything here. This is from Camilla, who's the communications manager, and all I've got is a telephone number. But you're welcome to have it. Yep.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
It's 01892 822 168, extension 348.
Excellent.
Cool. I'll give you that,
you can.
Alicia.
Then
you've got
thank
that.
You.
Burb, what you got?
Kent Creative Awards, book now for the ceremony dinner. Tickets are available for the ceremony dinner of the Kent Creative Awards held Friday the 19th of May at Ashford School. So it's going to be a great evening, an evening of celebration for culture, arts and the creative sector in Kent as a whole. So the evening will include a three-course dinner with wine, live music, close-up magic provided by Etienne Pradier.
Etienne Pradier.
Also, we need to mention him in a minute. The award ceremony with the master of ceremony, which is not you, unfortunately. I can't believe it.
I am there.
Actor Steve White.
Yeah, well, the reason that I'm not the MC is because I was one of the judges.
Oh.
Oh. That was nice. And,
So go and book your tickets. Go and book your tickets at Kent Creative Awards.
You sounded like a bunch of minions.
You can call our guests minions, a bunch of minions. I love it. And talking about Etienne's at Linda Garcia's Alexei Consultancy at Thursday
evening, yeah.
Yeah, so just go check her out on the Eventbrite. What is it? The Pink Gala, isn't it?
We have got an email about it here. Hold on a second. Here it is. I've got it here.
Seamless, we are.
Yeah, because this show isn't thrown together.
Right.
It's produced within an inch of its life. They've sent me an update because it's this Thursday, the event, and they've sold all the dinner tickets, okay? So there's only entertainment tickets available left. The Linda and Mario Garcia Pink Charity Gala Ball in aid of breast cancer now. It's this Thursday, the 11th of May at the Ashford International Hotel, 8:30 till late, so that's after dinner. Yeah, because the dinner's at 6:30. The amazing evening entertainment will start with a fantastic Jason Alan Sway performing tribute music of the great Michael Bublé. Voted best male vocalist at the National Entertainment Award, Jason Alan is fast becoming one of the finest and most talked about singers in the UK. We will spend the rest of the evening dancing the night away with the beautiful vocal duo Donna and Joe, otherwise known as Here Come Donna and Joe. Donna.
Am I missing it?
Donna.
Yes.
You were just saying to me that they've called me Donna.
They have, yeah.
It's not, so that's not
for
me.
For not
and,
that reason.
That's not me and Joe doing it. It's Donna and Joe doing it.
Yeah, but it wasn't for Donna, a singer.
Ah, right. Well, I know Donna and Joe really well. They're better known as Here Come the Girls. And they specialise in performing feel-good party music to ensure a full dance floor. The evening will be coordinated with the help of our Master of Ceremonies, Barnaby Winter, with some great auction and raffle prizes up for grabs, a fun photo booth and lots more. All of this has been put together with the help of the fabulous Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events. To book your entertainment-only ticket, so you've got to have fish and chips before you go, or a kebab, which are just £35, if you visit butterfliesanddreams.co.uk/charitygala. And it says, please mention the in-between charity and gala, but I don't know what that means. And it's got a smiley and a kiss, so I'm mentioning it because it's got a smiley and a kiss. In-between charity and gala. There you go. I mentioned it again. Or you can email pinkcharityball@aluxi.co.uk, and Aluxi is spelled A-L-L-U-X-I, aluxi.co.uk. Okay. So do get along. Me and Bird will be there. You go.
I can't. I'm in Weymouth.
You're in Weymouth?
Yeah.
Blimey, you're going home.
No,
almost home. Halfway
I'm
home.
I'm miles away, you know, from there.
It's nearer, Plymouth is nearer Weymouth than
here. They do talk properly down there, though,
I have to say.
They've slowed the life down. I love it going down there. I really do. They're proper people down there.
They're proper lovers, are they?
Oh, yeah. They're just so lovely. So I've got to shout it here. I'm speaking next week, the 19th, in London. And it's at Sophie Drury. So Sophie was one of my guests on The Conversation. And she's put on this magnificent event called Springboard to Success. She's got the low tickets now. Everything's gone VIP, gold tickets and everything. But this is tickets to Springboard to Success. So go on to her website, springboardtosuccess.co.uk. It is amazing, amazing event. You've got some top speakers. Obviously, I'm there. I'm speaking about how to build your resilience, how to build the love of you and how to reflect that into your business, so the body of your business. She's got some great speakers there. And also, Sophie didn't really mention it, but Sophie's mum is Lisa Goddard, and Lisa Goddard will be talking there as well.
Okay. And
Alvin Stardust.
Alvin Stardust.
Yeah, it's her dad. Mm. So go and check it out, because I know she said to me, Bird, go and mention it. And I might have...
No some... one's listening. That's right. You got away with
it. I'm going to have something to throw in next week. So you need to listen next week if you want to go to the 19th of May in London event.
London. Nice one. I've got one more tweet, and then we're going to speak to our next guest. And this is from Jules, and he's a skate. Dan Juby has escaped from her wardrobe. That's the only thing I can imagine, because she's got a picture of him. And she says, can we have a huge shout-out, Vanilla Webb, for the amazing spinner jet? That's Dan Juby. This is a picture for all those mums out there. Oh, and your driveways and your drains. Dan runs Spinnerjet, which is a cleaning company that specialises in cleaning driveways, patios and all the rest of it. He went to clean Jules's drive 2 weeks ago. She locked him in her wardrobe along with Billy Dean and a few others that she's got in there. And he's got out at last. So she's posted a very, what can you call it, poseful picture of Dan. Yeah, nice. Good. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
Ms. Bird?
Yeah, let me get me ready.
Are you ready?
Well, no.
Shall I waffle for a little while?
Just fill me in for a minute.
Okay, all right. We're going to speak to our next guests on the show. And this is kind of interesting, because one of the guests was introduced to me by the other one. Yep. So I thought that would be nice to find out why, how, when, where they became acquainted and why that happened. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome... Justin and Nicola to the show. I wasn't sure how I'm going to introduce it, I'll have you both.
Yeah.
So Justin Dean and Nicola Cross are on the show. We're going to hear from Justin first, because Justin, a couple of weeks ago, tweeted me live on the show and said, I've got a mate that you want to talk to. I've got a mate. And I'll go, well done, Justin. That's you're making progress. You know another human being. sorry. And he introduced me to Nicola, and I thought Nicola's really interesting, and it would be nice to talk to her, but we're going to talk to both of them. So first of all, Justin, just for the one or two listeners that may not know, tell us about Creative Motion and what you do, and then tell me how you met Nicola, we'll talk to Nicola.
Firstly, a pleasure to be back on again. It's been a while. So Creative Motion is a creative video production company. We produce videos for SMBs and for corporate clients, so animation, motion graphics, and just normal videos, so marketing videos, all things like that. And that's the sort of clients we work with. We work with big clients, we work with small clients. JC Decor is some of our bigger clients, Jacobs Massey, Reflex, and then we work with smaller SMEs as well, and it's really good. We've just moved to a new offices at King's Hill.
Because you were at the TV studios, weren't you?
We was, yes, for a little while, but we needed to expand, we needed to employ people, so we needed more room, really. So we moved into 26 King's Hill about 8 weeks ago. And it's all going good. So, I met Nicola through school, because my daughter...
Through school? Yeah. You were at school together?
No.
He hasn't been following me for that long.
I was going to say, that is so cute.
Yeah.
And you stayed friends all this time.
Friends all the time, yeah. Our children obviously go to the same school, and we got to know each other. And I've found it's... I've done a lot of networking over the years, as you probably know, Paul. Mm. And I found that this networking between parents was great. So I got to know Nicola, and my daughter kept on saying to me, like when we went into Costa Coffee, what's that lady over there doing? She's always on her laptop in the corner of the of Costa Coffee. And I didn't really know at the time, so obviously I got to know Nicola and then found out that she was a writer and she wrote books, and then we started working together as well. So now Nicola is my writer and writes scripts for videos that I'm doing. And that's how the friendship has gone on.
And isn't it interesting? That's how a lot of friendships and business partnerships grow. No, by pure luck, coincidence, you know, what do you do? How do you do it? You know, and all of a sudden something comes together and you start to do something.
And, you know, Nicola's, Emily, my daughter, she wants to be a writer.
Right, so
anyway, so she's really into that. She knows, obviously knows Miriam, because she's met Miriam before.
Miriam McGurk, author Miriam McGurk. Yeah. Tales from Turkey and Other Tales.
Yeah, they're the ones.
Scorpions at Midnight.
Yeah, they're all the ones. And now Nicola as well. So it's a good role model, really, for my daughter. And it's just our friendship's gone from strength to strength, and we've been doing all these videos together as well. And it's just good, isn't it? It's fun.
We'll ignore that. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Sorry. Okay.
So, it's all good. It's all good. And it's the relationship has grown. And, now Nicola's got her book. And I thought, well, get her on the show.
Absolutely.
You've got to get her on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I plugged the book. So,
okay. Well, thank you for that, Justin.
Yeah, not a problem.
Let's talk to Nicola now, but we'll come back and talk to you again in a minute. So, you met this layabout. what were you doing prior to writing your book? What were you involved in? Because Justin says that you write a script, so presumably you've been involved in the creative industries for a while.
Yes, so I do work full time for an organisation that deal with behavioural training, and we work around other organisations, so very much what Alicia was saying, what you can do, looking at solutions, etc. But I've been writing since as far as I can remember, and my past is more musical theatre, so I was a dancer for years, so that very much was my path for a long time until I had to get a proper job. And then I had my children, and Oliver is 6 in Emily's class, and my eldest son Sam is 10. And when I got to 40, I thought to myself, what do I want to be when I'm older?
She doesn't look old enough, does she?
When I grow up, what do I want to be?
Yeah, I get the same thing.
And I thought, you know what, Nicola? These stories keep coming to you. They wake you up at night. These characters started to become three-dimensional, where I couldn't ignore them anymore. And I thought, no one else is going to write this. So it got to the point where I thought...
Sorry to interrupt you, because it's a fascinating story. You mentioned a bit about the work that you actually did in the behaviour organisation.
Yes.
Did you write as part of that work, or is it just...
So I think what my current job, I've been there for 9 years almost, and I'm still there, but what it's taught me is to actually remove barriers, because I procrastinated for so long why I shouldn't write. I'm a mother. I'm too busy. I work full time.
You haven't got any crayons and all
that. Yeah. What if I disappear? Do they need me? And all that sort of stuff. But actually got to the point where on a Sunday morning, I realised I was doing the housework while the boys were playing. I could have been doing anything.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, what I can do is find 2 or 3 hours on a Sunday, to write. So actually, The Universe of Realms, my first book, took me almost 3 years because I had to find... that time, had to recreate.
It's a nightmare getting a table in Costa. Absolute nightmare.
So the amount of small skinny cappuccinos and viscosity biscuits I've eaten and drunk in years.
It's very J.K. Rowling of you.
Oh, it is.
So I'd get to the point where Sunday mornings, as many Sundays as I could, sometimes, family took precedence, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd go to the back of Costa in Westmoreland High Street. It became my place.
That's my seat. Move.
So as soon as it got to the point, as soon as I walked through the door, they'd already made the small skinny cappuccino and assumed I wanted the biscotti biscuit. But it was what I thought was, I either write this book or I don't. And I think the passion and the fact that it was waking me up, I thought, I've got to do this. So I did, and I self-published on Amazon in August of 2016, and that was on Kindle Book, and then through Create Space, which is owned by Amazon, I put it on paperback, and it also is on Amazon now, so you can get ebook and the paperback on Amazon. And the one thing about being able to self-publish now, of course, it gives more accessibility to the likes of me who are doing other things. It makes it very accessible and very easy. But I think through the writing process is that you shouldn't forget the art and the technical side of the writing, because you could write 3 lines and publish it. So it was a very good process and learning curve for me.
It's one of those interesting things about disruptive technology. Is there are benefits and drawbacks to all kinds of things. With just-in-time publishing and all the other stuff introduced by Amazon and other people in that marketplace, it's opened up the world to everyone.
Yes.
Anybody can have a go at doing this kind of thing now. So, but the downside of that is there's millions of people writing stuff of all kinds of different quality. So it leaves you with the task of kind of rising to the top of that so that people can actually see you. But the reality is, for most people that have a desire to write, in the past they would never have got anywhere near it in terms of having it published.
Well, exactly. They've got the tools now, haven't they, to do it all. And it's just brilliant.
There's so much reading and resource material there. And I think if there's anyone else out there that that want to be a writer and have got a book inside them, because most people do, it's just about how you translate it, is the just re-engineer routine, find that time, and if it's slowly but surely, that's better than not at all.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you when you're in full throw, but you're fascinating me, and I love people that are passionate about what they do. You just made a comment that people have a book inside them. I'm quite often, I'm a storyteller. I'm always telling stories. Some of my stories are even a little bit true.
Only the good bits.
And people quite often say to me, write a book. There is nothing I would less like to do. I just have no desire to write a book at all. Many years ago, I wrote a career column in a magazine, and I only had to produce 600 words. And I hated every single minute of it. You know, I just really couldn't do it. For you, you obviously enjoyed the process. Are you a storyteller naturally?
Yes, I think so. I think because I've always been in some sort of musical theatre, whether it's acting or dancing, you're portraying. And I've a readaholic. And I think it's that escapism. You know, I was brought up with Narnia and Alice in Wonderland, and I think
I
children
used to live
bring
there.
That up.
Oh, no, I didn't. I made that up.
So I think it's the influences around you as you're growing up and the books that you tend to be gravitated to, and also films, you know, all sorts of those, you know, the media. And with children as well, I think they tap into that creativity and rekindle imagination. So, yes, I've always written, whether it's poetry, and I think because I was quite a quiet child, I think it was my way of translating how I was really feeling. And I think you know, dancing was my life at some point, but writing, it does keep me awake. And even this morning, dropping the kids off at school, I was walking back, actually to Costa, funny enough.
It's a morning thing for
us. Not able to work unless we had a Costa. I was thinking about, actually, one of my characters, well, they said this, but they didn't actually really emotionally, they didn't seem to be affected by it. So you're constantly committed to these characters that become really alive.
You don't have to answer this because we could get in trouble here. But do you find yourself becoming involved in the characters? Do they become real for you to some extent?
Yes. They do. And I think, as I guess anyone in some in any sort of art will say, there's part of you in it. It's your voice. You're in someone else's guise. And there's four main characters in the universe of Realms, and Chloe, one of the main parts. It's not me, but there's certainly a lot of my voice in there. And actually, it's you know, it's a venture book. It's the genre is children's fantasy adventure. I guess it's middle grade, which would be 8 years up. And I just like the idea of different realms and different things happening out there, because that's far more exciting than some of the more scientific ideals.
So, taking you back from that to the more mundane, everyday experience of being a writer rather than the immersion in the story, you've published the book. How's it going?
It's going well. Friends and family now exist, so it's now about promoting,
Promoting, marketing.
So Facebook, I'm reasonably new to Twitter, but Paul, I'm learning from you because you are a master. You're on it all the time.
That's not the word they normally use. Close, but not
beautiful
quite.
Beautiful and masterful.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I think social media, it's that platform that I'm learning that you're allowed to fly your own flag, which sometimes is uncomfortable, but I've learned that actually you need to get out there because everyone else is shouting out that you need to be up there.
It's a good platform to learn on because it's free as well, isn't it? So it's just, you know.
But also, the book is a business in itself.
Yeah.
Once you've written it, then, my goodness, then you've got to keep going and keep going.
That's where the marketing kicks in. You know, you start doing all that and it blooms and goes out.
And in terms of marketing and sort of a business point of view, you know, you're an author, so that's your brand, that's your business. And I think I'm not done with the characters in the Universe of Realms because my second book is a follow-on.
And where are you in the process with your second book?
I've almost finished the first draft.
Okay.
So I think because I've learnt so much with the writing process of the first, this one's definitely a quicker process. But it's the first draft, so there's still a lot of work to do.
Okay. Without putting you too much on the spot, what are some of the lessons that have speeded up that process or altered that process for you from your first book to working on your second book?
Yes, I think the first one, I'd write the first chapter or two and then go back and then revisit and change. And I guess as a perfectionist, it was always something else you could do.
Yeah.
And I think also that lengthened it. And I think what I'm doing differently now is bashing it out almost.
Yeah.
Get it out because it's up here.
Yeah.
And my time is limited. So get it out and go back because your first draft is generally always going to be a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
It's going to be skeletal and it's going back to join the dots, making it sharper, less waffly, which I can be quite good at. So it's, you know, tightening up. And I think the other lesson I've really learned as sort of, a new time novelist is keep reading other people's work. Because what I did is I stopped reading because I thought I've only got time to read or write. So I stopped reading. But actually, by doing that, I think I lost still those influences and the craft of writing.
Yeah.
So I'm reading as much as I can. If I'm on a train, I read someone else's work. And also the Universe of Realms, I thought I was writing a trilogy. And then I went to a writing shop, workshop, and they said, actually, a trilogy works if you've got a resolution. So each book has to be able to read it on its own without having
standalone. All four of them.
five of them.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, this isn't meant to be a trilogy because I'm not able to have a resolution at the end of this one. So I did a lot of rewriting, chopped a lot out and tightened it up and thought, no, this is one story.
Right.
But as I said before, I'm not done with them, so they're in the second one.
So there's a sequel rather than a trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then we can do a prequel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Are you enjoying the process still?
I
look like you are.
Love it, to the point where... actually, my normal work, and I shouldn't really say this, but it's starting to get in the way.
Yeah.
I love what I do because it's about psychology and people and helping businesses.
That must inform your writing in some respects as well.
It does, absolutely. Yeah. But what it does do is make me look forward to those Sundays or those times even more so. And I think because it's been like a volcano, it's been sitting there. Thankfully, touch wood, I haven't had writer's block yet. It just keeps coming out.
Because you're doing quite a lot of other stuff as well. You know, you're writing blogs for us. You're doing acting in the videos that we're doing as well. You're doing a bit of everything.
One of my clients did training, but on video-based training, so they could use it for refreshers.
Yeah.
So Creative Motion came in to do the filming.
Yeah.
We're kind of fast running out of time, but I'm fascinated by this. So I know a couple of people in this business, and I recently backed a movie. Talking to Justin, what you're just saying there, you've written this kids' fantasy book, but you're also writing scripts. Same thing, really, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah,
you're writing scripts for him, which are also kids' fantasy. No.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm picking on Justin today. He doesn't deserve it, really. It's just because I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
Have you toyed with your idea about screenplays or...
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I'm yet to do it. And actually, it got me because I started reading Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which of course is in play form.
Yeah.
And I thought, can I do this?
Yeah.
So I thought, what I will do is I'll be committed and finish. The second one's called The Bone Church.
Yeah.
I need to commit to, because the danger is having your notebook full of loads of ideas that don't go anywhere. And so to be really sort of willpower around seeing this one through to the end. But I have, and I would like to do that because I love theatre and I love film.
It's interesting. A lady that tweeted earlier, Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes.
Yeah, love Sally.
Yeah, her husband Glenn is a screenwriter. Yeah. He writes Holby City, Vera.
Oh, does he?
He wrote Prime Suspects,
1970s. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he also wrote the screenplay for the film that I backed, which was One Last Dance with Jonathan Pryce.
Yeah.
And that's something he came to, you know, due to a change in his circumstances. Yeah. He took up writing. And wow, he just grew from there.
It has, isn't it? Yeah.
So fantastic. If we want to find out more about you,
yes.
How can we do that, and how can we buy your book, or how can we find your book? And
so on Twitter, it's at NicolaCross72. On Amazon, if you go to or type in Nicola Cross or the Universe of Realms, it will take you straight to the page.
Universe of Realms.
The That's Universe the title of the Realms. Book. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you for that, Nicola. Thank you so much for joining us. Justin, just give us a shout out once again for your business and your website and your Twitter handle.
Okay, so if you want to get any videos done, go to www.creativemotion.co.uk. You can reach me on Twitter on Justin W. Dean or Creative Motion. Come and give us a holler and take from there.
Justin, Nicola, thank you so much for being on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're fast running out of time. There's not a lot of time to go. We've got loads of emails. I've still got 60 tweets to read. There's loads more tweets coming in and loads more emails. I want to tell you about this. You need to listen to this because you're a Maidstone-based business, or you certainly were until very recently.
Oh, we're still
Maidstone. You still are, yeah. It's the Maidstone Business Awards.
Oh.
Yeah, Maidstone Business Awards. They're open for nomination. And the award dinner will take place on June the 14th at the Great Danes Hotel.
Are you hosting it?
Yes.
Yes. Funny that.
I have to think about it, but yes, I am. Yeah. And these are the categories. Startup, that's recognising a new startup that's shown a clear path to success. The Small Business Award, are you a standout small business that's achieved constant growth? Mm-hmm. Creative Digital, this is your category.
That'll be me, yeah.
Yeah. Can you show evidence of expertise in digital, creative or media technologies? And do you know any fantasy children's writers? See, there's an extra bit on there.
Yeah.
Customer service. Can your business show that you offer high-quality customer service? Mm. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you known for your entrepreneurial flair? Flares went out in the 70s, though, didn't they? Innovation, have you brought new ideas to life? Whether that idea is big or small. And hospitality, are you a hospitality business that can demonstrate outstanding performance? Yeah, go on.
Well, if you're a global company, can you still go for it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Can I go for it?
Yeah, you just have to be in Maidstone.
But if I'm global, I'm everywhere.
No, but you have to be based in Maidstone.
What if I'm World Wide Web based?
If your offices are in Maidstone. we have this argument every time. We had it with Canterbury, we had it with Maidstone, and then we'll get it again with Ashford. There are awards going everywhere. So eventually they'll reach you in Hythe.
I'm not doing it. Just hang on.
They'll be there. If you want to enter, it's businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone Awards.
Nice. What do you want?
What you got?
Oh, I'm going straight on something else.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you want me to just tweet?
No. You can do a tweet.
You caught me off guard.
I'll tell you what. You decide what you're going to do next. I'm going to read this email. Would you like to know the best way to get directly in front of your target audience? Would you like to speak about your business and what you do? Hosting an event truly is a great way to promote yourself and your business. And it's vital to do it well. You want people to be talking about it because it was fantastic, not because it was terrible. Really? Amanda Flanders. It's her again.
She gets everywhere.
Amanda Flanders. Do you know what? I can't find my glasses anywhere, and this is an incredibly small print.
Do you want me to read it for you?
No, that's all right. I'll read it. I'll just
squint your eyes.
I just miss my glasses all of a sudden.
Squint.
Have you stolen my glasses?
No, I've got nothing to do with your glasses.
Amanda?
And here's a joke I'll give you.
Oh, hold on, that's not them. Oh, there they are. I've got them.
You can't see them.
They were camouflaged. I've got camouflage glasses and they hid themselves. Okay, that's better. Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Business Offence has joined forces with Sharon Lynn of Get Writing, Get Published to bring you a full-day workshop that will show you everything you need to organise and run your own event, whether that's a book launch, a business lunch. This show isn't thrown together, you know. It's all tied. Yeah. Whether that's a book launch, a business launch, a training seminar or a conference. The day will provide you with lots to take away, actionable points which will help to guide you through every step of the way, from choosing the right venue for you to ensuring you have enough bums on seats. We've also decided to offer the first six people to book on the workshop a 10-minute speaker spotlight so that they can first find out firsthand just how powerful it is to share your mission and message in front of a target audience. This is taking place on May the 16th from 9:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. It says 9:30 p.m. to 4 p.m, but that would be an awful long time overnight, wouldn't it?
Great event.
So I'm paraphrasing here. It's 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's at the Bowfighter Suite at King's Hill.
Right.
And if you want to find out more, go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk, what's on, or follow Amanda on the Twitter at butterflies2019.
Using social media for your business about the course. So this is at Medway Innovation Centre, 9:30 till 4:30. This is a free social media course done by ZC Social Media. They're going to take you through planning your marketing campaign, identifying keywords, optimization. And this is, they've got 3 days of it. So it'll include the importance of knowing how similar businesses are using their social media, Wednesday the 7th of June, Friday the 23rd of June or Wednesday the 28th of June. You need to email paul@zsocialmedia.com.
Cool. Thank you. Cool. It's that time now.
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Where we do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. I'm going to give you a number of things that are going on and I'm going to read these through very quickly. You can actually find the full details and the booking links by going to kempassistradio.co.uk and clicking on the FSB tab. So I'm going to rush through these. 10th of May, that's tomorrow, is Kemp Vision Live. It's the big exhibition at the County Showground, obviously, and that's all day. And the FSB have a big stand there. On the 11th of May is the FSB Connect Women in Business Brunch in Sevenoaks. And I believe that's with Andrea Starbuck and Kirsten Allen and all those folks over there. On the 17th of May is FSB Connect Networking in Tenterton at the Secret Pantry, 100 the High Street. On the 18th of May is the FSB Women in Business Golf Taster Session at the Tudor Marriott Hotel. On the 23rd of May is the Women in Business Brunch in Hythe. That's at Western Hanger Castle, I do believe.
You'd be right.
Yep, and that's with the lovely Annabelle from Southeast Timber and Damp. And also, of course, Sarah Paul, who's the owner and operator of Western Hanger Castle. On the 25th of May is FSB Connect at Tunbridge, and that's normally at the old fire station in Tunbridge. On the 2nd of June is Slope Off Friday Lunch at Posilipo at Aqua, which we talked about earlier. On the 13th of June is another FSB Connect Women in Business Brunch, this time in Tunbridge Wells, with guest speaker Sue Mee Maudsley. On the 27th of June is the FSB Women in Enterprise, Essential Business Tools to Untap Your Potential. What?
Well, you just got the beef. You've got a beef on about all these women in business. Yeah, so I'm just going to quickly tell you.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to quickly tell you. Release Your Brilliance are doing a men's only. So that we thought.
I'm coming.
And I knew you would.
I'm coming.
You're not emceeing it. You're coming to participate.
Yeah, absolutely. On awesome. The 30th of June, I've got a skills network at Wallington Academy. We're doing an FSB 3030 event. But I think you've got a bit more about that in a moment. So what have you got then?
Charges for hiring non-EU workers. From this month, businesses face an annual fee to employ each new worker from outside the European Economic Area on a Tier 2 skilled workers visa. The standard so-called immigration skills charge is £1,000 a year, although for small businesses, there will be a lower rate of £364 a year.
Fantastic. Would you like to network with German businesses? The Small Business in Culture and Creative Industries are invited to attend a networking event with businesses from the German state of Hessen. Hosted by Enterprise Europe Network, Talk Creative 2017 is free and will be held in London on May the 10th. That's tomorrow, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. And you can register by going b2match.eu/talkcreative.
Wilmington, ready to pass on your business advice. Could you inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs? Perhaps you've thought about hiring an apprentice, but not sure if young people have the skills you need for your business. So this is who should come? Business owners, business managers, employers, HR managers and recruitment companies. Wilmington Academy, and that's Friday the 30th of June, 10 till 3. Go on to business, Kent Business Radio. .co.uk/Wilmington. Go check us out.
Cool. Air pollution plan revealed. The government has released its plan to improve air quality across the UK. The draft UK air quality plan could affect diesel drivers, and the government is considering a diesel scrappage scheme to compensate for this. I should think so. It was them that made us buy diesels in the first place.
VAT flat rate scheme. There are changes to the tax rates and eligibility criteria for some small businesses which use this rather than the standard VAT system. The change affects those deemed to be limited cost trader, where your VAT inclusive expenditure is a very small chunk of your turnover.
Fantastic. And I think that brings us fairly much to the end of our FSB News Update.
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Channel Radio News Update.
I'm still getting loads and loads of tweets. Bridger Howes have been on. Fascinating listening to Nicola Cross talking to Vinod Webb on the Business Bunker. Also, the Biz Diaries. You'll like this. The Biz Diaries. Oh, Vanilla Web, I think Nicola Cross would be perfect at the Business Diaries, don't you? I think she would be.
I could be there.
The Business Diaries is a series of events. The next one is in June, in which various people come along and tell stories from their life. Just a life story. Can be good, bad, sad, indifferent. But it's not a business thing. It's not. I mean, it can be from your world of work, but it's not a pitch. It's not networking. No. It's an interesting story from your life. So you need to talk to Lisa Settle about that, because Lisa's the person that organises that. And Jules has just sent me a rude tweet, because she does things like that. Just because I slandered and libelled her about her drinking habits and locking men in her wardrobe. Yeah. What's she getting all
that? She's not calling you beautiful then?
No, she does not. You are quite right. Yeah.
That's your new branding.
Yeah, absolutely.
The beautiful Mr. Paul Andrews.
Yeah. Cool. Well, anyway, we've reached the end of another show. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks from Channel Facilities Management. Thank you so much for sponsoring today's show. They are a facilities management company that do cleaning with totally chemical-free products, all eco-friendly products.
Yeah, they were on, weren't they? We loved having them on.
Yeah, fabulous. So thank you to Channel Facilities Management for sponsoring today's show. Thank you to my co-host, the lovely...
Bird and a Bike, Sarah Ann Lucas.
Yeah. And our guest, Alicia Moyles from KCC, Kent Supported Employment Group. From Justin Dean from Creative Motion.
Thank you.
And the lovely author and and storyteller, Nicola Cross.
Thank you
for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Coming up later, we have...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
See you all next week.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.